Good morning, church. Join me in prayer this morning. God, source of all light, by your word, you give light to the soul. Pour on us the spirit of wisdom and understanding that our hearts and minds may be open to know your truth and your way. Amen. One of the most difficult trips that I faced when I was working at Amos Health and Hope was going to a journey to the community of El Cedro in 2014. During the rainy season, the roads are utterly unreachable if you plan to drive by vehicle. The only means to go is by going by horse. In March of that same year, a group of young college students from Aldous Rombrotus University, West Virginia, embarked on a journey with the rest of the staff to install water filters at the local families' homes. The first half of our journey was the easiest since we drove in our four-wheel drive truck and ambulance. Once we got half of our trip, we met community members who came with their horses. Even though March is supposed to be the driest month, there was still rain in El Cedro. Even though we were prepared to go on this extended excursion, we met many challenges on our road. We encountered students who were not used to ride on a horse for long periods of time. 7 hours on a horse are not a laughing matter. One student almost fainted. In terms of language barriers, the students did not speak a word of Spanish, even though we had a couple of staff members who were translators. In my situation a year back, I was diagnosed with a bulging disc. However, I did consult with my physical therapist if I could go on that trip, and she said I could go if I had a back brace, in which case I did purchase it. The most challenging part actually was when it came to be dark. We usually always travel during the day because it is more accessible and more visible. In this situation, we could not turn around or find a place to sleep. We had to follow our guides and go where they took us. Traveling in the darkness meant for me to trust in my guide, to commend my life, in which I mean to entrust or put my safekeeping into his hands, since he knew where we were going. This is not to say that difficulties never came. There were plenty. My back was hurting, my legs were cramped, and the horse I was riding went crazy and came close to dropping me. Agustin Malueños, the health promoter, was my guide. Not only did he help in calming the horse, but he was always available to talk, and I could engage with him in conversation. But very importantly, he never left me alone. The journey to El Cedro marked me for the rest of my life, not necessarily because it was hard to get into the community, but because I had to place my complete trust in Agustin, especially as the night came. When we think of night, darkness, or obscurity, we normally associate it with evil. Thieves coming in during the night and breaking into your home. But darkness also means a time for our bodies to rest, to recharge energies. Scientists mention that while we rest in the darkness, our well-being and balance, it helps to be maintained. It also improves our immune system. Being alone in the dark also allows us to spend time where we can sit in quietness and focus our attentions to God. Quoting the words of the song You Speak by singer Audrey Assad, she says, "In the silence of the heart, you speak." Darkness is part of God's creation. When we read in scriptures, we read the book of Genesis in chapter 1, verses 4 to 5, which says, "God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day." Darkness is also where God establishes personal relationship with his people. In Genesis 32, Jacob wrestles with God at night and sees God face to face. Jacob eventually commends his trust to God and submits to God. In the Gospel of John, chapter 3, we see that Nicodemus comes and speaks to Jesus during the night. Nicodemus learns he must commend himself to Jesus and submit himself to be born again. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22, verses 39 to 44, Jesus heads at night to the Garden of Gethsemane with his disciples, where he prays, "Father, if you're willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." Jesus is commending himself to God's will. Even though we can meditate and give a different perspective on darkness, this does not mean that walking in obscurity or at night is uncomplicated. Darkness is confusing since everything is murky. We have no sense of what's going on. And in the darkness, we demand answers. We want a solution. I can attest that poor Agustin probably grew tired of me asking, "Are we there yet?" In today's gospel reading, we see Christ's journey as he heads to the cross to be crucified. He is scorned and mocked by the rulers and the Roman soldiers. He is crucified next to two robbers. As we read in verses 44 to 46, "It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 PM. For the sun stopped shining, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out with a loud voice, 'Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.' When he had said this, he breathed his last." One of the phrases that stood out for me was once again the word darkness. God works in the darkness. During this challenging moment in Christ's life, during that obscurity, God is doing something. God was always present with his son on his way to the cross. We see God working through Christ as he forgave those who crucified him. Christ trusted in his Father enough to utter the words, "I commend my spirit." In these moments, we commend ourselves to the one who can genuinely guide us as we face those moments of uncertainty. Even as the sun stopped shining, the curtain of the temple was torn in two, which most Bible scholars interpreted as an opening way to God. Restricted access no longer exists. Even when our darkness surrounds us, God can still use us for purposely and imaginably. God continues to work with us. People of God, what does this mean for us today? How many of you have had situations where you had to commend your spirit to God in this past year? I know that with this pandemic, we have felt that we've been in the darkness for such a long time, not knowing what's going to happen. When is this going to end? When will it all be back to normal? Being in the night and going to the village of El Cedro felt that our journey was going to be endless. It was literally painful, frustrating, but in the end, we were able to arrive at our destination. I can attest that even in the murkiness, God's light has certainly shown itself. In this trip, it was Agustin and the rest of their guides who were our light. During this 1 year of the pandemic, I saw Christ's light shine through friends who reached out by calling, by helping out with groceries. Even my own seminary professors during this earth class time allowed us to voice our own frustrations and also showed great kindness to us. Using the words of the poem, "Patient Trust," written by French Jesuit priest Teilhard de Chardin, commending ourselves means to trust in the slow work of God. Give our Lord the benefit of believing that his hand is leading you. In addition, give yourself the grace to accept that it is frustrating and painful, but also to remind ourselves that we will get there. Looking at some of my Facebook memories from last year, the words of this poem came to mind. they still are a balm of comfort, not only with COVID-19, but also in times where I certainly feel anxious. And I want to close today's reflection reading the whole poem written by Shark Don. Patient trust. Above all, trust in the slow work of God. We are quite naturally impatient in everything to reach the end without delay. We should like to skip the intermediate stages. We are impatient of being on the way to something unknown, something new. Yet, it is the law of all progress that is made by passing through some stages of instability, and that it may take a very long time. And so I think it is with you. Your ideas mature gradually. Let them grow. Let them shape themselves without undue haste. Don't try to force them on as though you could be today what time. That is to say, grace and circumstances acting on your own goodwill will make of you tomorrow. Only God could say what this new spirit gradually forming within you will be. Give our Lord the benefit of believing that his hand is leading you, and accept the anxiety of feeling yourself in suspense and incomplete. Amen.